To simplify therapy, let's look at developing self-awareness in your clients and directing clients. As you know, an initial goal in therapy with an anxious client is to help your client restructure his thinking, as mentioned earlier, by first becoming more aware of their thought process. I like to use the phrase learning to catch one's thoughts, which is a necessary step in correcting distortions. Often clients find that increasing self-awareness is sufficient to start correcting their thinking errors. As you know, self-awareness allows your clients to distance him or herself from faulty thinking and develop a more objective perspective toward a situation. Your client begins to collect automatic thoughts, you gain a greater understanding of your client's vulnerability and the specific frames of reference that control his or her perceptions of a feared situation. In directing clients, I find merely telling clients to become more aware of their thinking can be sufficient. This is similar to the suggestion that one consciously choose to remember one's dreams. The client may be unaware of his thinking because he has considered it unimportant. As you know, with the anxiety disordered client, you need to stress the effect thinking has on his or her life. That automatic thoughts are actually subliminal advertisements in their head. By learning to detect these subliminal advertisements, so to speak, the client can free him or herself of their effects. Question number 5. What is one way of presenting automatic thoughts to your client for their effective resolution?